from your heart keeps us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. I have all of the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign. Darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your ever plan to motor west, just take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis down to Missouri. Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Biona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Would you get hip to this kindly tip and take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. just take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Hey now, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis down to Missouri. Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Wyoming, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Where'd you get hip to this kindly tip? And take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Let's meet on Route 66.
So if I said vocalist Lynn Stanley's new recording is called Live at Bernie's, you might be thinking of a club. But what they did is they went direct to disc to give it a little bit more of a spontaneity in a club setting without the audience. This was recorded live at Bernie Grundman's studios out in Hollywood in January of this year. She gave us a couple of things. Route 66 there, written by Bobby Troup, and also the standard Love Letters. You're tuned in to Jazz, Blues, and More here on The Beat on WCMU. Every Saturday, noon to 3, I'm David Nicholas with you. Thanks for coming along for the gig. Thank you.
Thank you.
New music from Houston Person here on The Beat on WCMU. Great to see the jazz veteran continuing to be active, touring, and recording. His latest on the High Note label is called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. We heard that title track and also his rendering to the standard, I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. Houston Person working with trumpeter Eddie Allen, pianist Lafayette Harris, Rodney Jones on guitar, Matthew Parrish bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. As always, Ryan Egler taking care of all of our production stuff. That includes the playlist and the archives. We always appreciate having him along, riding as our co-pilot here each week. I'm David Nicholas with you up till 3. A whole bunch of new stuff making up our show for this week. Lots of great discs have come in of late, and we are giving them their fitting debut on this Saturday together. Welcome to September. Can you believe where summer went? We say it every year. We say it again. This is the work of a pianist, Oscar Hernandez, and it's a recording on the Origin label called Love the Moment, and we are going to turn to him and his band here as they give us the title track and also one called Danzone for Lisa. Bill O'Connell also up in this next set, but it's Oscar Hernandez and the new disc, the title track here, Love the Moment. Thank you. soon as I saw the packaging from High Note Records, I knew I was getting either a couple of more gems from the label founded by the late Joe Fields, or I'd get a High Note release and something from Savant Records. And that was the case this time around. We heard from Houston Person, this one from Bill O'Connell and the Afro-Caribbean Ensemble. It's called Wind Off the Hudson. And we heard from it a thing called Gospel 6. It is his latest, Bill O'Connell's latest here, with the jazz, blues, and more on the beat on WCMU. Coming up, we've got some continuing with the debuts. We'll be hearing from Michigan artist and the CMU alum Steve Talaga and his band Lifeline. That is coming into the next hour, along with a great thing from the Village Vanguard by pianist John Batiste, and also from Concord Records, the brilliant Elian Elias, all ahead. So do stick with us here as we bring you the weekly gig of jazz, blues, and more here. We call it The Beat, and good to have you along with your big ears and your creative souls. We checked out a track from Bill O'Connell. We want to give you another taste of this new disc. As we said, it's called Wind Off the Hudson. This is the title track, Bill O'Connell and the Afro-Caribbean Ensemble on The Beat on WCMU. Thank you. pianist Bill O'Connell got that set underway as we come up to the top of the hour here on a Saturday afternoon. Jazz, blues, and more on the beat. The title track to the brand new CD on the Savant label, Bill O'Connell with his Afro-Caribbean ensemble, Wind Off the Hudson. Then we shifted over to the first of a couple of tracks we'll hear from guitarist Corey Christensen and his new recording that's called La Proxima. And from that, we heard Merakai to finish off the hour here on WCMU, your music and NPR news station. We'll come back to Corey Christensen into the next hour as well, as our set of brand new stuff coming your way this week continues. As we said, Lifeline, John Batiste, and Ellie and Elias all ahead in the next hour.